And it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. So, yes, we did go back to the movies. We have now, we've had a kind of a nice run of movies playing locally, i.e. at the Maison de Cinema, that we were wanting to see. And because there was a little period when there was kind of nothing to see or nothing that we hadn't already seen. So this week, finally, we had been avoiding it a little bit, but we did finally go to see the 2026 movie version of Wuthering Heights, which is a English classic. And it has been getting lots and lots of press, some good, some bad, but nothing seems to be neutral. It's either I really hated this movie or this movie is the best thing ever. And I think I'm maybe one of the ones, some of you who are neutral about it. But in brief, it's a movie. It's about at least two and a quarter hours, and it's quite spectacular. It's lush, to say the least. Principal players, Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi, are gorgeous. They're both beautiful people, beautiful physically people. And Margot Robbie was involved in the production of this movie. She is she's quite something. She sort of single-handedly did a lot for the movie Barbie, and she, even no matter how well this movie does, it doesn't mean she probably will, it will not make very much difference to her career. She is gorgeous whatever she does. She's also a good actress, is going to be successful. However, Wuthering Heights, most people when they saw it said, oh, this movie is terrible and it is not worth seeing and it is over sexualized and it's deviated hugely from the novel, which was written in 1847, by the way, in England, by one of the Bronte sisters who died at age 30 something. Anyway, and it is a very beautiful movie. I just, that's the just about the highest praise I can give it, is that it's cinematically spectacular. The lures are amazing. The all of the settings are something else. But what the director, producer, screenwriter, Emerald Fennell, has done, She's just put her own stamp on it, and it's not a stamp that everybody likes. And it says, "You left, Emerald, you have left out. You put a whole lot of sex in that maybe wasn't in the book, and you've left out some important bits having to do with racism, for example." In fact, maybe it was a good thing, had not read Wuthering Heights. I don't recall having read it, so I'm pretty sure I did not read it. But, you know, like everybody else in the Western world, I'd certainly heard of it, and I've heard of the Bronte sisters, and I'd seen, little bits and pieces from the movie, or from the book, rather. I'd heard it. But I think that if you want to go and see this movie and spend what is really a very long time, although it's a very comfortable theater here in Sherbrooke, then you have to be prepared to be I was a tiny bit bored because I thought there's too much of the same thing in this. And I gather that there are some bits of the, like a lot of parts of the book that simply weren't there. And I won't tell you who lives and who dies in this thing, but suffice it to say that there are things that happen in the book that just don't ever happen in the movie. They're just sort of cut off, and Emerald Fennell goes in a different direction entirely with that. with the whole plot, as it were. So go to see this movie. It's a very comfortable theater. Beautiful. You know, the screen is plenty big. The sound is wonderful. The chairs are amazingly comfortable. Go to see it because it's just a filmically, it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. And if you don't mind just sort of sitting quietly through the movie and enjoying the color show and the richness and the vibrancy of the film, then great. Story-wise, you've probably heard something about it, about Heathcliff and Catherine Earnshaw, who are friends as children, and then they become lovers and the rest, you know, and then their lives take kind of very different turns. And I said, one of the reviewers said, none of the people in this movie are particularly likable. And that's kind of right. But they are certainly nice looking folks to spend some time with. There's a couple other movies that are still playing locally. I think in both English and French, it's not always easy to tell. One is called Send Help, and that's one that I would recommend. Another is called Crime 101. Another interesting film that is well done and has a kind of a compelling story, and it's set in modern times. And another one, how to make a killing, with another up and coming actor, Glenn Powell. Also good. So there are a number of quite fun or otherwise entertaining movies. Avatar, believe it or not, is still there. Whether it's still there in English, it's a little hard to say, but definitely the movie Avatar is playing locally. And then in this coming week, there will be another couple of movies that I think would be ones that I would like to see. My husband probably would like to see. And maybe some other folks who enjoy going to the movies would be interested in them as well. It's not as if there is no shortage of English movies coming down the pike. And there's a cartoon, which I was a little tempted to go see the cartoon called The Goat, but I didn't. But it looks quite fun. And one other movie which I have paid essentially no attention to, just because it's a genre that I just am not interested in, and it's called, in French, Frisson, and in English, Scream 7. Okay, the Scream franchise is not one that I get too excited about, so I must admit, yes, it's still there, it's in both languages, and I think, obviously, people are going to see it, just not me. I'm waiting for the next little bit of time when there will be a movie called The Bride, and another one with Ryan Gosling, a space movie with Ryan Gosling. So, as of now, I've now seen everything that I kind of wanted to see that's playing there, and I can, one way or another, recommend all of them. Either good story, good acting, stunning cinematography, certainly in the case of Wuthering Heights, and other reasons to get yourself out of your living room and venture downtown to the Maison du Cinéma, check out what's going on in their renovated theaters, which I've said a couple times now are really comfortable, and they are. They're quite, not all of them, but several are very, very, very stylish. Sound is great. Picture is great. And they're comfy. So it's a nice way. It's a really nice way to spend an evening, and you get to see some movies that are playing, and there's lots online to read about those movies, and you can compare your reaction to the movie, the movies, with other people's. I said, mine was, I'm not blown away by this movie, but I think there are some really good things about it. So, the most recent movie, and one that I would recommend a little bit with a few caveats, is Wuthering Heights. And that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week and talk next week.
Yeah, thanks. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.